USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Republican senators are threatening to delay the $2 trillion stimulus package over a drafting error. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott highlights what the opposition is.
We cannot encourage people to make more money in unemployment than they do in employment.
The final details of the bill have yet to be released, but Senate negotiators came to an agreement that includes an additional $600 per week payment to each recipient of unemployment insurance. Speaking at the State Department, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addresses Chinese propaganda that the United States spread the coronavirus.
You see it in social media. You see it in remarks from senior people inside the Chinese Communist Party talking about whether this was a U.S. brought to China. I mean, this is crazy talk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. But tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The virus pandemic has triggered an otherwise unscheduled G20 summit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
G20 leaders calling the emergency virtual summit on Thursday in response to the coronavirus pandemic, comprised of 19 nations, one of which is the United States, and the European Union. The group is going to discuss the next steps on how to handle the growing concerns of the virus and what it calls its human and economic implications. Members will also be joined by officials from the United Nations, the World Bank, World Health Organization, and the World Trade Organization.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says social distancing guidelines appear to be working to an extent as the coronavirus hospitalization rates are slowing across the state. Cuomo says overall the growth curve of the infection is still on the upswing. Numbers from this week, though, suggest progress in terms of hospitalization. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are weighing their options for how to avoid needing lawmakers to travel back to the nation's capital and risk exposing each other to the coronavirus while finding ways to pass meaningful legislation. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, reminds everyone,
yeah, we're in a war. We're in a two-front war. We're in a war against the virus. And here's what I would say. Watch what's happening in New York. Do you want that movie to come to your neighborhood? I'm all for trying to jumpstart the economy and turn it back on where it makes sense. But what's happening in New York could come to South Carolina or any other place if we really don't watch it here. So here's my hope, is that we can pass this bill, which will put money in the economy, buy time, take fear and burdens off people, and we can focus on killing the virus. We're at war with this virus. I want to starve it, I want to bomb it, and I want to kill it. You starve it by having social distancing. To all those people who are not following the guidelines, shame on you. You bomb it by having therapies that will make it less lethal, and you kill it with a vaccine. When will we turn the corner? When there are less infections, therapies that really work, not just talked about on TV, and a vaccine's on the horizon, that's when you will have turned the corner.
You can keep up to date with all the news going on by checking out our website, usaradio.com, or following us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.